because we got the alternative energy. Right. On nuclear free autonomy.
And welcome to the Radioactive Show, produced at the studios of 3CR Melbourne and heard nationally on the Community Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the Radioactive Show. I'm Michaela Stubbs. From the 29th to the 31st of August, the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance meeting was held on Nukunu Country at Pitchy Ritchie Park in so-called South Australia. Since 1997, this Aboriginal-led alliance has brought people together from across the continent to share information, strategies for defeating corporate and government plans for nuclear developments, and to build solidarity for a nuclear-free future. The meeting opened with a round of greetings, apologies from those who couldn't make it, and sharing of some powerful stories of resistance. Participants celebrated some of the wins along the way, spoke also of the ongoing vigilance required to keep people, country, and culture safe, and tears were shed over the relationships destroyed within family and community and for the lives lost along the way. First up, we'll hear from Diane Stokes on the Muckaty Waste Dump campaign in Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, that ran from 2007 when the site was nominated by the Northern Lands Council to 2014 when they took their case to the federal court and saw the government and land council forced to walk away. The campaign against a nuclear waste dump then moved back to South Australia when in 2015 Bandiyuda on Adnyamatna country near Hawker, South Australia was offered up by a pastoralist, and we'll hear Regina McKenzie talking about that campaign that ran until 2020. Then some words from the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance president, Anisu Hazeldine, who stood alongside the Kuba Pitikunga Judah in their first success against the federal government's National Radioactive Waste Dump Plan.
My name is Diane Stokes. I wanted to play music before I talk story after that. I want to let everyone know that how me and my people won the case of nuclear waste in Tennant Creek at Muckaty. So I want to put the music on first. It tells people all the story. My sister's singing it, and she had some information coming through a wind at the creek at the 7 Mile, and the grass and tree were moving and talking to her about stopping the waste. And doing it for our people, help out to stand up strong to fight the waste.
In my feelings, I'm a gurunguru and I should have my say. Instead of the government's getting it their way, say no to the waste dump, waste dump. No to the waste dump, waste dump, dump. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. This place we call Muckaty. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries, this place we call Muckaty.
Start listening. We don't want nothing to come to LA. Start listening.
Muckaty.
We don't want nothing to come to LA. Start listening.
Muckaty.
We don't want nothing to come to LA. Start listening. We want good people to support us.
I used to chill back at my hometown. Now I'm bound to lead on my young crew. Selling your land isn't tight. Let's get together and fight for our right. Planting your poison in our land.
just to get some cash in your hand. You're drilling a hole right through my soul, right through my soul, right through my soul. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. This place we call marketing. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. This place we call marketing.
Before that song came across, she came down and sat down with me, because I'm a big sister. We both come from one grandmother and grandfather, but we have two mothers. My mother was the oldest sister to her mum. So she came over and asked me if I could give her permission to put my voice into this Makati song, and I said, that's all right if you want to do it. She had someone from, I don't know where she came from, but she was there helping out to put the songs together. And that's how I felt strong, because of her walking side by side with me, being strong. And we had the elders that passed. They walked behind us. They pushed us to say this, that, whatever, but not making mistake for our country. So we stood up very strong, and we had people come across from the coastal area, like Dave Sweeney came along and everyone else. They all supported us, and we spoke up together. Even Jim Green was there, and I had supporters, and that made me very happy. And every time I hear my sister's song, I sit back and think about it. I have tears, because where's the old people that was helping me out and giving me some information to talk about? It was very strong at the time, but today I know I've got earful listening to any information that comes across to Makati or anywhere else in Barkly region. That's where I stand. And I have my eye full to see where I can find someone in the scrub hiding around to do something in there, to try and put something else in there. But I'm very watchful in my area. But even though I'm a councillor of Barkly Shire, and I was acting mayor and a deputy mayor, but I've stood up very strong, still listening to what I can hear, who will come across to do something in my country. Even though it's a Warramba country, Warramunga country, anywhere in Wambaya country. But we have people from Borroloola. They always call me up to come and stand beside them when they come to Tennant people travel anyway. So I go and help them out, because they ask me, you done this, you know everything about that, can you help us out? I just tell them what I done in cultural way. I teach them how to stand for their country. You have design on yourself, and have a song that will be, some ladies or fellows will be singing for you, and then you can, have your design. So you can show the government that you've got this design that represents your country, the Mother Earth. That's where it's coming from. So that's how I got strong, because of my young sister. She helped me out, and I helped her out. And me and her, we ended up in Melbourne at the time when they had court. We didn't talk, but it was the council from Top End, Northern Land Council, had their speech. We didn't go in court, so we sat down and listened. And then we had a turn back in Tennant Creek. We had a bush court, and then a Tennant Creek court for the waste up. We talked to the government, to the lawyers, and we helped ourselves. And the old people that passed, they were very strong on talking for the waste not to come to Makati. That's how me and my sister, when she made the song, she made it because of the voice that was very strong for the government to hear what we were talking about. And we wanted them to stop coming over saying that they want to come and put some nuclear down at Makati. So we stood up very strong and we fought it. And that's how I got strong, because of my young sister had the song singing and making me feel happy and really proud of what she done. Thank you.
I'm Regan, I'm from Yapala, as you all know. But listening to what we were saying, I totally understand the hurt and stuff about that waste dump. What it did to us, this girl who was next door to us, and me and my sisters, stood for 5 years fighting it and stuff. It's a hard fight.
Yeah.
You're dead right when you say that they come and crouching around and think that, you know, they shove it down your throat. They also, what they did is that they divided my family. I have a brother who still will not speak to me, Heather and Vivian. You know, we try always to get in touch with my brother, try to talk to him and stuff, but waste dump totally destroyed my family, destroyed my community. You know, they went in on a really significant woman's site, and it was something that we were lucky that we'd done our work and we recorded and rested storylines and stuff, because we had something to fight with, and that was our culture. And you know, it was culture that got us through that fight, but you know, that fight was so stressful and stuff. My head turned white overnight. And I lost two nephews to stress because of that waste dump. I do not want anybody else. I want this waste dump taking it. It's made of history. Because the pain and the hurt that it brings on to people is not good. You know, I have a heart problem now because of it as well. You know, it's something that I don't want people to go through what we went through, what Muffin went through. I don't want that ever again to impact another community. This last waste dump impacted not only the Aboriginal community, but the white community. When you see what it done to Kimber, it divided a whole town. There was a shop that on one side there was a florist and a fish and chip shop. They built a wall in between each other. One was for the waste dump and one was against. Then you had people driving cars into people, into the people that were against the waste dump. The ones that were for it, driving cars into people's houses, threatening to shoot people as well. This is what the government does to communities. This is what we must highlight to the government. That is wrong. The government is there meant to be serving the people, not us serving the government. And that's what I love about ANFA. ANFA does not work for the government. It makes the government have, it cleans its nose actually. And that's what we need to do. We need to start putting pressure on the government and saying, you're taking our rights away from us. Because it's our rights getting stripped. Whether we're black or white, it's not just an Aboriginal thing, it's a human thing. And that's the thing that we've got to understand. You know, seeing, I remember going to Canberra with one of the six sites, and seeing non-Aboriginal people have the same mission that we had, but they were actually fainting. You know what I mean? That was horrible to watch. It was like, shit, they're doing it to their own people now as well. It's not a good thing. And the thing is that I just love being around people like you guys, because it was ANFA that come together and gave us hope. Gave us that strength to go on together, you know. There were great people that we met, and I think you're all heroes. And the thing is, you're not a human hero, you're heroes to the land and the country. That's what's so good about ANFA. And I always thought and be here for ANFA as well.
Hi everyone. Just in case people don't know, I'm Sue Hazeldine from Sojourner, Good With The Woman. And I've been with ANFA for, I don't know, a long time. What I'd like to say is, Regina, I know what you're talking about, because we've all been there and done that. And I think every time one of our family is split, I say thank you, native title.
Yes.
Yes. But I've got a message now for every one of you. Stay strong, stay together, and give them hell. Okay.
That was Anisoo Hazeldine, and before that we heard Regina McKenzie, Diane Stokes, and the song Muckety by Kylie Sambo. You're tuned to The Radioactive Show, produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio on unceded Kulin lands, Naarm, Melbourne, and shared across the continent thanks to the Community Radio Network. Today we're bringing you recordings from the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance meeting held on Nukanu Country at Pitchy Ritchie Park, and we open with some excerpts from the round of introductions. The next session was dedicated to celebrating the win against the Coalition's 7 proposed nuclear reactors. South Australian NAIDOC Person of the Year 2025, Stano, spoke about taking a central role in the local campaign against nuclear power for Port Augusta.
Good morning again, friends. It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation. And there's many people around the room that won't know me. I'm Stano, born and bred Port Augusta, like I said in my intro, and I'm very humbled to have been a part of this process in the lead up to the national federal election. That conversation commenced back in February of this year, and kudos to Kat, who got me on side. I'm a bit of a new kid on the block, I guess, when it comes to nuclear. But I'm not so much a new kid on the block when it comes to public speaking or getting in the face of community and getting in the face of media. So I am quite vocal for my community. So any important topics that come forth with, I'm prepared to step up, step forward, get out there and, again, get in your face. So whilst it's been a bit of a learning curve for me, I wouldn't have had the experience and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been an absolutely amazing journey and I was kind of saddened that it ended after the, well, in my head, it ended after the election because we won and that was ultimately the end result that we wanted. We got that. But yes, certainly keeping in mind that it's still on the radar. The opposition are still feeling compelled to push forward with that. And I think we need to send a message loud and clear to Parliament that Stano is in Port Augusta and he ain't going to take no. So I'm happy with that. Just a brief background on our campaign in Port Augusta being one of the 7 sites listed. Many of phone conversations, and so that got me up to speed fairly quickly. And what was to happen for our community of Port Augusta and surrounding areas, like Pitcher Ritchie Pass, like Corn Hawker, right up to the far north, we needed to rally together. And, you know, part of it was education for our community because a lot of people didn't know about the consequences or the repercussions around if the proposal had gotten through, what that would mean for our community. So there was a lot of opportunity, I guess, for me to be able to take on board what was presented to me and be able to deliver that to the community. So one of the main drivers, I guess, was for me as the local sort of liaison to garner the attention of community. And also to get the support by community. So we held on the 29th of March a community information session. So that was interesting for me to sort of delve a little bit deeper into the topic, but also invite the wider community to come along. And we had a number of key presenters. Margie Beavis was one of our leads and Sakio, in regards to anything nuclear and the consequences of. So that was brilliant. And the learnings and teachings that were delivered and what people took away was enormous. One of the narratives or one of the pushes for us in Port Augusta was, you know, there was a lot of enterprise or businesses in Port Augusta and a lot of people speaking up about the employment opportunities that this would create if it were to go ahead in Port Augusta. The sad reality is that we have industry, previous industry, that have established in Port Augusta, but before they were endorsed to build in Port Augusta, they make a commitment as far as development And their commitment is always around, we will employ Aboriginal people if you allow us to build in your community. They make a commitment that that will be a percentage of, you know, anything above 50%. So there's a number of industries importing us to that are still currently operating, but are not delivering on their promise of engagement. So what does this mean as an Aboriginal person living in Port Augusta? What does it mean? You know, you've got Joe Blow over here that wants to say, you know, there's opportunities for employment. You've got me that's thinking, well, these other businesses have built their, you know, million-dollar operations and there's no blackfellas. You know, there's no 70% that you've committed to in order to have your business or your operations running out of Port Augusta. There's other opportunities for employment. If you want employment, you've just got to look for it and build yourself up too. So with the employment opportunities that were promised as far as the nuclear reactor in Port Augusta, I didn't believe it, and that was the message, like, for me to be able to go out and relay to the community that on this false belief that there is going to be opportunities, but who are those opportunities for? So we look at, you know, in depth in regards to nuclear, they would have been experts in the field that were coming to Port Augusta and occupying space. But the whole topic around nuclear is something that I didn't want. That's something that I advocated strongly for. And as much as we done in Port Augusta, the invitation was extended to us to present our campaign for what we did in Port Augusta to the seat of STIRT in Adelaide, and that was in conjunction with the invitation from Chris Hannaford. So that was quite inspiring, overwhelming as well, because of the amount of people that attended, but they all wanted to know what our message was, and we delivered. We certainly had a number of representatives. Aunty Vivian, who was not here today, but she had an opportunity to get up and speak and talk about her experiences and what they've faced up on their home country. Rani Lester was absolutely brilliant in sharing her story, and she, for Rani, Rani has been through dialysis, and so for her to sort of put her health aside to be able to step up and jump on board with this campaign was just absolutely awe-inspiring, and she's absolutely brilliant. I think she does a better job than me when it comes to talking to the media, and you know, having her story heard and for her people and her community as well. So overall, this was an opportunity for everyone to come together and share their experiences and share their story and what this would mean for them. So hats off to those that were a part of that. Also, Jim was there with us with our little campaign fight and push. So when we was in Adelaide, we were staying at the Arca Bar Hotel, and a couple of sticky beaks were sort of pottering around the venue, and with one of the security guards that wasn't going to allow them to the upper floor, had kind of revealed something kind of special. And that was that Peter Dutton, that very day, was going to visit. They've got a conference room at the Arca Bar. So Peter Dutton was going to present to his constituents there at the Arca Bar that day. So we chose, with the support of KB, that we would stick around in Adelaide and we would be raising our banners and making some noise. Yeah. Well, we were being pains in the ass. Yes, absolutely. But he avoided us because there was three entry points to the venue. We don't know. He probably came in on a silent helicopter or dropped by a drone or something on the rooftop. But we didn't actually get to see him, but we were standing right on one of the main roads. Well, I think he got word and he got scared because, you know, there was blackface there and, you know, Jim was there and, you know, ripping around. It was scary. But it was great. It was great to have that extra opportunity to sort of get the word out. But we also participated in the union rally that was being held during the day. So we went down there and there was 1,000 other people there, and we showed off our banner and had a conversation. We had T-shirts as well So we gave away a heap of T-shirts. So that was kind of special. Aunty June Lennon spoke of her story about Maralinga, and that was really special, and it brought a lot of people to tears. I can't remember the old Catholic ladies' sisters that were there, and they were quite passionate. Sister Michelle, so cute, sitting front row and taking on board every word that was said and then wanting to have more conversation after, and that was absolutely beautiful. I've now learnt a fair bit. I'm no expert, but I will always breathe and speak of no nukes for Port Augusta in particular, but also right across this country. We don't need it. We never wanted it. Kimber was a classic example of not wanting it, but the government still doesn't take no for an answer. Just quickly, Port Augusta, for those, you would have seen the map, I'm sure, but this was something that people were just like gobsmacked with. So right in the centre, obviously, is the nuclear reactor, and this is actually the impact zone on those communities that it would affect. And ultimately, people weren't aware of how much of a disaster it would be, how catastrophic it would be if an incident were to occur with a nuclear reactor. So this was integral in getting that message out as well. So we sit here in the beautiful Flinders Ranges right now, here at Pitchy Ritchie Park, Quorn, just 10 minutes up the road. This impact zone would ultimately wipe out this whole area. And now, why would you want to build something like that in your backyard? We've got the beautiful waterways as depicted on our banner. You know, sadly for Port Augusta, we've just had our Great Western Bridge removed and all the sea life that was around that area, but that was just ignored because it was too much of a danger to community. But they're talking about a bridge. This is actually a nuclear reactor. So they're not taking it seriously as far as the message around the marine life and wanting to preserve that marine life. And right now in Whyalla, which is just down the coast a bit, 40-minute drive from Port Augusta, they've got their cuttlefish breeding season right now, and cuttlefish, like, they've got tours, and, you know, it's a big moneymaker for that community. Imagine if Dutton got his policy across the line. Imagine if he got in. But now the fight still continues because we've got the other idiot that we've got to lobby against now. So keep up the faith, keep the strength. We believe in you. Everybody here, you know, we all want to take that message and share it, and we'll continue to do so. But thank you very much for your time. It's wonderful. Thank you.
And that was Stano speaking at the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance meeting on Nukanu Country at Pitchy Ritchie Park in South Australia on Saturday, 30th of August. That's all we have time for today, but tune in again next week for more recordings from this important Aboriginal-led alliance against nuclear developments that is working for a peaceful, safe future for all. You can find out more about the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance at anfa.org.au, and you can listen back and share the podcast via the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au/radioactive. Thanks to the Nuclear Free Collective at Friends of the Earth Melbourne for their ongoing support, and the team at the Community Radio Network for getting the show out to community radio stations across the continent. Please join the National Day of Action on AUKUS on the International Day for Peace, Sunday 21st of September, and more details can be found at antiaukuscoalition.org.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.